Hello and welcome to the Missouri Beef Industry Council Report. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. With the recent affirmation of the checkoff by the United States Supreme Court, I think it's very timely that we have Steve Taylor, who's the executive director, on to talk about some of the misconceptions that people have about the beef checkoff. And Steve, why don't we just start out? What are some of the most common misconceptions that people have?
Well, a lot of discussion that we've had with producers this spring and summer when we had the Beefmobile visiting here in Missouri kind of confirmed what we suspected, that, for example, a lot of folks don't know that the packers do pay the checkoff anytime they become owners of the cattle 10 days before the slaughter process. They pay the checkoff just like everybody else. Importers of cattle and beef also pay the checkoff. On the animals, it's a dollar a head collected by the folks at the border, but on meat products, it's on a carcass equivalent basis, depending on the weight. But that's another common misconception. And I think the other one that really is the big one is the fact that checkoff dollars by law cannot be used to try to influence policy or legislation or regulation. And that's one of the things that comes up all the time. Because of all the discussions going on right now about various policy debates within the industry, it's important to remember that the checkoff cannot be involved in any of those. And by law, we're strictly focused on the consumer and the consumer marketing for beef. And that's really the bottom line, I think, in terms of those key points about what the dollars are used for and what they can't be used for. And another good example is the fact that we don't do production research, for example, on storage of round bales or specifics about reproduction or fertility or breeding programs, things like that. It's focused on the end product and the consumer in particular.
And what's very important and is a component of the checkoff is communicating the activities and how the money is being used to producers, which this report is an example of one way that the Beef Council tries to do that. Can you talk about how you've been able to communicate the message of these activities to promote beef to consumers to the producers themselves?
Well, again, that's an important point to remember, that when the law was written back in 86, it specifically talked about promotion, research, consumer information, industry information, which is similar to issues management these days, but it also included producer communications as part of our responsibility. So we publish an annual report. We provide radio reports like this. We provide information at producer meetings all across the state. We exhibit at most of the organization's trade shows, and we certainly provide a lot of information through our board members themselves, who hopefully go back home and talk about what's going on with the program. And there is paid advertising. There's a lot of editorial material that's out there and brochures that explain the structure of the checkoff, highlight some of the program activities. And so it's really a broad spectrum of vehicles that we use to try to get the message out there. But again, part of it is because we want to, and part of it is because we need to, because that's part of what the program definition is.
Thank you very much. That's Steve Taylor, who is Executive Director for the Missouri Beef Industry Council. I'm Chuck Zimmerman, reporting.